It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Cannabama, the CBD store. We are here with Whitney
tonight, my co-host, my beautiful sidekick, my friend, owner of Bombay & Company. And so Cannabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile inside the Temple Lodge building, which we absolutely love and will hopefully get to call home for a long, long time. There's some commercial space right next to me, guys. If you want a high traffic area to put a nice new business in, come talk to me or talk to William or Mr. John Peebles at Temple Lodge. We have a beautiful, beautiful old building, and it has been a great home for Cannabama. Our West Mobile store is located at 2090 Schillinger Road South in Suite K, and that is just down from Pete's Party Castle between Grelot and Cottage Hill. And Whitney, tell us about where your store is located.
We are on the corner of 64 and Friendship. We are at 25935 Friendship Road. That's in Daphne, Alabama.
All right. And you can find us at cannabama.com. And
we are bombaycbd.com. I think, or the Bombay.
No,
Bubba did it. Guilty. I am guilty.
Ask Bubba where to find it. Hey, Bubba.
Right.
Okay, well, so I think we should just dive right on in. We have some pretty big announcements tonight.
So I've been hearing.
Hopefully everybody is streaming and listening right now. I know that I've had a couple private conversations with people. We've had a little announcement video, but no details. But Cannabama is experiencing an extreme amount of growth and expansion. And so we definitely want to talk about that. We have always tried to set ourselves apart as standard setters for education and equality in Alabama. I think we've done a really good job of that in South Alabama. I think our sales numbers show that.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of products and the amount we've been able to give back to the community also speak to that. I believe that, you know, our willingness to give anytime there is a need speaks for itself. And
yes,
our ability to give accurate information anytime, anywhere, our educational classes, this show, show sets us apart. And we appreciate everybody who listens every week. So if you're new to the show, welcome. We try to have a lot of fun, but we always try to give good information. Tonight, we're also going to take live calls, so we have some announcements. I'm sure we will talk about lots of different things, but there's probably a lot of questions that we will be happy to answer starting tonight and going forward. Lots of rapid change. Our family is expanding like exponentially right now. So the first bit of news is that we are now officially open in the Birmingham area at the location that is formerly known as Brock's Gap CBD in Hoover. It is, let's see, it is at 3435 South Shades Crest Road, which is a really long name for a road. It's more than Schillinger Road South.
It is.
So that's South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113 in Hoover, Alabama. It's on the edge of a beautiful hilltop neighborhood. I got to drive through there. I spent the week in Birmingham, and it was just so beautiful up there. I love Birmingham. They have hills.
Yes.
Can you imagine it?
There's.
Sometimes your ears even need to pop because there's hills. It's above sea level. No, Birmingham is beautiful. It's so spread out and big and confusing, but I'm learning.
I love visiting family in Birmingham.
Yeah, see, and I don't have any family anywhere in Alabama, so, but, you know, I'm creating my own Canafam.
Hey.
And so I now I left two family members behind. Austin Robertson and Shannon Flaherty are going to be opening that store. They're actually there today. And Shannon is going to manage that store and help me with the education. She is very smart, and she looks like the Little Mermaid.
Oh, I can't wait.
Just beautiful skin and red hair, and she's so sweet and so stinking smart. She's from Minnesota, so y'all go easy on her with that accent.
Oh, I love it.
She'll learn. She'll learn. Austin, though, is from Geneva, Alabama. and he moved up to Colorado and has worked in the industry. They actually both worked for one of my vendors.
Okay.
And decided that being a part of what we were doing, it sounded pretty exciting, and they have actually joined Canabama. So Shannon is going to run the Hoover store and in my absence, and I will get up there as often as possible. I just got back a couple days ago, and I'm leaving in a couple days.
Yes, you're on the move.
Yes, I got to get that furniture moved in and get that product moved in and get everybody kind of on the same page. So that will be in Hoover, and we are currently open for business. Even though the sign still says Brock's Gap, we are getting all that taken care of. You can't do it overnight.
No. Same store name?
It'll be a Canabama Birmingham.
Okay.
Yep, Canabama Birmingham. And so that sign should be up in the next week or two.
Great.
And we're going to have an event at the end of the month, the last Friday of the month. And I can't remember what day that is, but the last Friday of March, we will be there with two of the four founders of Clean Remedies, Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm. We've done a show with them. Matt is our brand owner who won the Super Bowl. So he's a massive guy with a giant heart, and she is wonderful, and they're a beautiful couple. And, you know, Clean Remedies is a special brand to me, my personal brand of choice. And they're going to come into town, and that Friday we'll be at the Hoover store and doing a special event. And then Saturday, they will be with us at the West Mobile location. And we're going to do a repeat of that event in West Mobile. There will be swag. There will be samples. There will be a good sale.
Oh, I'll be there.
And then you get to meet Matt and Vanessa.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, that Saturday in West Mobile, we have our monthly concert event. So it'll be a very exciting day. And so the next announcement.
Well, the last Friday is the 27th.
Okay, the 27th, yes. March 27th.
That's in Hoover.
In Hoover at 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113. Mm-hmm. And that will be an all-day event with Clean Remedies. Sort of like a, not really a grand opening, but a grand party.
I was going to say, like,
it'll be grand. but we're not quite ready to have a grand opening yet. We're trying to have grand furniture moved in, so it costs a grand amount of money.
Yes.
But anyway, so that is coming up real soon, though. And then the second part of the expansion is that I just got the keys on Thursday night, and we are also moving into Montgomery.
Oh man!
Yes, there is a location there on Vaughn Road. It is 8001, I believe, and it is in the road front strip, right there in front of the neighborhood Walmart, and across from the Winn-Dixie. And there is a nail salon and a Mexican place.
Oh, man, one-stop shop.
I know, right? Leave and get a manicure.
Because you know when women say they're going to go run a short errand, it's always...
Yes, yes. It's Mexican, it's margaritas, it's nails and feet.
Yes.
I know. And CBD.
Nails and a taco.
Yeah, that's right. You could even have a taco put on your nails.
Right. My goodness.
And if you,
it's like the dream strip. That's like...
Yeah, and if you have a CBD pre-roll before that, you won't even care how stupid it looks.
Yes.
So we are also assuming lease at Pharma CBD, which is a store there. And it is, like I said, it's on Vaughn Road. It's right at the red light. So if you get stuck at that red light, that's all you have to look at is Mexican nails in Canabama. So that, I know.
Oh, they're going to stop.
That will be Canabama Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just like we're doing at the end of March, at the end of April, we're going to have that last weekend. Friday will be in the Montgomery store again with Matt and Vanessa. They are coming down twice.
Hey.
Because they love us so much.
That's amazing.
I know. So we'll still have swag. We'll still have samples, and we'll still have a sale. And you'll get to still meet the awesome Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm and get to know us some. We'll probably give away our own swag and our own samples.
Yes.
And we'll have a visit, and that'll be the end of April. And then that next day, Saturday, we're going to do the same in Daphne. Because why? We'll tell you when we come back from this commercial break that's coming up. But anyway, so we have so much to tell. We're a little giddy. We have not been drinking. I'm excited. We are high on life right now. We're very excited.
Canabama is taking over.
Yes. So, but you'll be able to expect the same relaxed atmosphere.
Yes.
Always a nice soft couch to sit on, coffee to drink, and educated people to ask your questions, to be able to get single servings, three servings, five serving samples. We don't ever want you to come in and feel intimidated by the price of full-size products. The exact same thing that you get in downtown and in West Mobile, you'll be able to get in those two locations. And when we come back, we will round out the news.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I'm with Whitney Sheldon, my beautiful co-host. And we were just discussing the additional stores in the Birmingham / Hoover area.
Yes.
Canabama Birmingham and Canabama Montgomery. We are, if anybody knows Kay Ivey, tell her we'll give her a 20% off government employee discount. That goes for her aides and anybody else who can get me a meeting with her.
Yes, ditto.
We're going to take calls tonight. So if anybody has questions so far or at any point during the show, feel free to call in. The number is 251-343-0106. And you can talk to Whitney and myself and even Charlie over here. So, Whitney, I'm going to let you take the next announcement since it's a little bit more personal for you. Go ahead. Tell us the news.
So, everyone knows that we've been Bombayan Company since we opened in July.
Mm-hmm.
But Bombay is going to join the Canabama fam.
Yay!
So, we will be the fifth location.
Yes, fifth location.
So we'll be Canabama Daphne.
Yes.
And we are super excited.
Yes, we're excited to get Bubba too.
Oh yeah.
We got to get that coffee.
Bubba. Bubba's beans.
Yeah. Yes, Bubba's beans.
They're
amazing. We'll be able to have our own coffee brewed by our own people in all the stores. I'm so excited about that.
Yes.
And he does some pretty sweet video work.
Man. Bubba.
That sweet, sweet beard.
Oh, man. Bubba's lives are amazing.
Yes, they are.
But his beans are even better.
Okay, we're going to call her real quick before we finish the details. Hello.
Hi, this is a Little Mermaid from up at the Hoover store.
Hi, Little Mermaid from up in Hoover.
Hey.
Shannon, how are you?
Mr. Geneva Alabama himself as well.
So. Yes, hello. What are you guys doing?
Oh, wonderful. We had a blast helping people on the first day. It was just like my heart's just beaming with happiness.
Good, good, good. See, guys, she's so sweet.
Well, in public, at least.
Yes, yes.
That's all that matters.
But, if there's any questions on some of the topics we were helping people with, we'd be glad to share a little bit about why people are coming into the store.
Sure, yeah.
Getting out of it.
Well, just tell us a couple of people you've met today.
Okay. So the first and the last one pretty much of the day was a hospital CEO.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. He's interested in the industry, but shopping for his mother.
Awesome.
So dealing with painful conditions such as neuropathy, which a lot of people deal with.
Right.
More than we think of.
Right.
And then just in general, stress relief. So to see somebody from Western medicine believing in this and advocating for it and
yes.
buying it for his good old mom, brownie points on his
yes.
end.
Right, yeah, because you don't give your mama yeah. anything.
Surely do not.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take care of mama.
Right, and this is her second bottle, so something was happening for her.
Good.
So the fact that they're finding an answer, something that actually works compared to the load of pharmaceutical stuff that she might have available.
Right.
Or over-the-counter stuff that doesn't work. It's so rewarding because you can see just a shift happening in society and humanity.
Right. Absolutely,
yes.
by one interaction, really.
Yep. Yep. Now, we love our nurses. We have an orthopedic surgeon in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We have had oncologists.
Yeah.
We have had recommendations. Several people were saying that they got my brochure in their doctor's office. I had no idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we definitely are making waves in conventional medicine, and they are definitely usable side by side. And so we're super thankful anytime the conventional medicine world sort of gives us that seal of approval.
Oh, yeah.
And so thank you for sharing that, Shannon. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to come and meet them.
Today, our first customers today were two nurse practitioners that work in a pain clinic here in Hoover.
All right.
Yeah. And the older lady is actually the State Farm guy's mother-in-law.
Yes, our State Farm guy. Yeah. Shout out to Nate.
Nate from State Farm.
Nate from State Farm in Hoover. It's our neighbor.
Yep. And he sent him down to the store. And, you know, when they showed up, we just gave them three droppers of the little Clean Remedies sample.
Yeah.
And we kept them there talking for like 15 to 20 minutes, and I looked at them, and I was just like, you guys are way more relaxed now.
Yeah. That's like, awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. That's cool. And we also have our direct neighbor is Precision Tactical.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gun store with a range.
Ooh, neat.
Yes. There's lots of law enforcement in and out. So, yes, for lots of different reasons, we've met lots of cops lately.
Hey.
We don't need to. Whoa, I was getting choked up. We do not need to go into that.
Yes.
Drama for your mama.
Always enough.
Yes, well, we're still free, so.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just call and say that it was a great first day.
Good.
A lot of positive feedback, and people are really excited to see Canabama coming into Hoover.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're excited. All right, guys, well, we'll talk to you guys. I'll see you guys in a few days, but thanks for calling in.
Can't wait. No problem.
All right, have a good night.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. See, they're so great.
That's great.
Yes.
They gel well.
I have spent copious amounts of time with Austin.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to think about how much time we've spent together.
Yeah.
And it's so normal, though. I'm like, I feel like you're my younger brother now.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's weird when it's a totally platonic relationship, but we're strangers a few weeks ago.
Right.
And you're like, get off the, you know, you're like bumping, get your elbow off the thing in the car. Like, ugh, hurry up.
That's great.
Yes.
Those are the kind of relationships you need to have.
When you can call each other names and no one gets butthurt about it. That's where we are.
That's good.
I'm sure he's like, thank God she left. Give me a couple days off. Okay, so back to Daphne.
Okay.
So
Canabama
you
Daphne,
are,
right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Canabama Daphne. So we are changing the sun.
Yes.
And we are sort of assimilating.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still going to run everything.
Right.
Just like normal.
Yes.
And you are also coming on as CFO.
Yes.
So we're going to take these accounting skills little miss thing here has been talking about.
I'm going to up my CPD dose.
Yes.
So I can find my happy place.
Teach her QuickBooks. And
right.
She's going to handle all of the finances for all five stores.
Yes.
Thankfully taking it off of my hands.
Yes.
So we're getting
gladly
a CFO.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a name change, and we're all going to be family.
We are.
I'm so excited.
Why not?
Right?
Lady boss together.
That's exactly right. We do really well together. You have no idea how much our friendship has meant to me, and to be able to work together, we think like each other's thoughts sometimes. It's great. So I am so excited about this. I know my team is really excited too.
I'm really excited.
Like, yes. So, and we have a COO coming on board,
mm-hmm.
Luis Pega.
Mm-hmm.
I know, he's Puerto Rican and handsome.
Love it.
It's my cousin's boyfriend.
Okay.
No, he is my cousin's boyfriend. But he is, I think he has a master's degree in business management.
Okay.
He's so, like, over the top organized.
I love
so
this
So he
of
is getting my life right. You know, employee handbook.
Mm-hmm.
Operations manual, all the stuff we need to be able to operate on such a grand scale.
Right.
And help us figure out where are we wasting money? Where are we wasting time? What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right?
Yes.
And he, you know, I'm not an organized thinker. I've expressed this many times. I know what I'm good at, and I'm really good at it. And I know what I stink at, and it is so bad. So I need you to help me with the money,
mm-hmm.
and I need him to help me with all the things.
Right, and just operations.
The operations, day-to-day operations. Yep.
I'll gladly read whatever he writes.
Yes, he's been working on it nonstop, even before I officially hired him.
That's amazing.
And he came and spent several days in Mobile right before I went to Birmingham, and we got a lot of good work done. And so he will work part-time in Mobile and part-time in New Orleans, where he lives,
okay,
until I convince him to move over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will convince you. I know you're listening.
We will.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get people to move out of New Orleans. It really is.
Oh, my gosh. I try to run there any chance I get.
Yes, he's Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. but he's lived in the States in New Orleans since he was like 14.
Okay.
So that's home to him. But he's a sweetheart, and he's so smart, and I'm so proud. I've been wanting to hire him for a while, but I couldn't afford him.
Okay.
I just could not. But now we can, and I'm real excited. So we have like a real legit corporate team here.
That's amazing.
But we're not. But we're still Canabama.
Right.
We're just utilizing people in the best way possible and mm-hmm. giving everybody sort of a division of jobs, because I can't do it all by myself. I've been doing it all by myself.
You have.
And it's really hard.
Yes.
And I'm tired. And my kids miss seeing what my face looks like.
Yeah. I know. Understandable.
It's senior year too. We're in soccer season. Good grief, 3 games a week.
Yeah.
We've got senior breakfast, senior picnic, senior
prom.
I don't know, senior prom. Yes, we did tuxes today. I mean, it's senior this, senior that. And then graduation.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss it. And I need a break.
Yeah.
So
well, you deserve it.
He deserves it, you know.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's a great kid, and I don't want to miss all that. And honestly, I just need to not think about it 24/7.
Yeah. Agreeable.
Although I love it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. It is a lot, so I'm really, really happy to be bringing on a whole team. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're going to do some other great things together.
Yes,
but we need to streamline what we're doing and sort of set the standard throughout the state of Alabama. When legalization happens, we would love to be a part of that, with or without, you know, a dispensary license. We can still be a leader in education mm-hmm. and a standard setter. And that is something that we hope they will consider when they're choosing who gets a license. We will definitely be applying, but we hope that the education that we give and the community involvement will set us apart even further
yes.
in order to get that. We'll be back in just a minute.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hi guys, welcome back to the third segment of Sweet Home Canabama. Tonight we are announcing, are just dropping bombs.
Oh yeah.
All over the place.
Knowledge.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's great.
We still got that boom, boom. Yes. My back windshield still says, get your can of boom, boom at Canabama, except it's mostly chipped off. I haven't even stopped long enough to go to the car wash.
Hey.
I know.
It's going to take some baby oil to get that off.
I've been living in my car.
Yeah.
Thank God I got a new one a few months ago.
Hey, Jennifer, kind of for people who tuned in late, can you kind of re-announce the new openings?
Yes, so,
okay.
And
the name change across the bay.
So everybody knows we have Canabama Downtown in Temple Lodge mm-hmm. at St. Francis Street and Warren Street. And we have the West Mobile store that opened in October at 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile. And we are now open in Hoover at a Birmingham area location at 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113 in Hoover. That store will start to service the Birmingham area.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the coming weeks, we will be opening the Montgomery location. And that is at 8001 Vaughn Road in Montgomery, Alabama. And it is right there on the main drag at Vaughn. In front of the AMC movie theater and the neighborhood Walmart across from Winn-Dixie and BB&T Bank. They're at the red light on Vaughn Road. We're super excited about that. And our fifth store location opening is sort of just a transition.
Yes.
It's not a new store. It's just a name change and sort of assimilation.
Yes.
And so that will be Bombay & Company, which Whitney owns. Mm-hmm. And they will become Canabama Daphne. Yes. And then Whitney will come on board as CFO of all five stores.
Hey, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. I am ready to not think about those books. That's like trusting you with my children.
Yeah.
No, I believe in you, girl.
I believe in me, too. So.
Well, and I happen to know an accountant or two right. that can help you.
Right. I'm ready.
So, honey, you need to come teach her the QuickBooks.
Crash course. I just need a couple hours. That's
Shout
it.
Out to Joshua Boozer. Anyway, so we are going to basically be, each of these stores has had its own product selection.
Right.
And so what we're going to do is, you know, Whitney and I will go through what she has been selling, decide what to keep, mm-hmm. what to phase out, mm-hmm. so that each store has all the same products.
Okay.
And then each store will be utilizing the website, and we're going to create a landing page for each location. So if your store is in Hoover, you'll be able to look at what's going on in Hoover, communicate with the Hoover employees, and also with me, and utilize the website and the store. And then we will be implementing delivery service in, I think, a 5 or 10 mile radius of each location.
Okay.
So we'll have local delivery service for each store, and that will be starting up very soon.
Yeah.
As soon as we get all of this sort of streamlined, then we will start promoting the website store again and get the local delivery set up. So we have to stop and sort of make a lot of changes.
Right.
We got to change some, we got to replace furniture in the Hoover and Montgomery stores.
Oh, that's what we're doing now at Bombay. Well, yeah. Canabama Daphne.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta start training ourselves.
Right. I've got to work on that.
Yeah, so we're going to change up the decor a little. Mm-hmm. And in Hoover, the store is solid white and very beautiful.
Oh, it's terrifying.
But I will ruin it.
I've got a 1 and 2
So
will
all the kids and dogs that come in.
Yeah.
No. No, but I think we're going to go with a jewel tone theme in Hoover. So I'm excited about my discount furniture purchases on Wayfair and Amazon. That's how we did Westmobile, and it looks beautiful.
That's what I just did the other night for
Daphne. A little bit at a time. Save some money. Make sure that we only use what we have. And but we're going to be decorating. And then, of course, we have an event coming up. March 27th and 28th. 27th will be at the Hoover location with Clean Remedies, Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm. And Matt will hopefully be bringing his Super Bowl ring and his stories from playing pro football, college football for Ohio State and the Green Bay Packers. And I think the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs,
I'm a Buckeye.
Maybe. Yeah. He played for Ohio State. I know. Sweetest guy ever.
That's amazing.
Just massive. But his heart is as big as his body. So he is so sweet. And his wife is amazing. She's a close friend of mine, and I can't wait to get to hang out with them again. Anytime I get to hang out with them is a good time.
Okay.
And all I have to do to make them laugh is talk real country. They just get a kick out of it.
I want to say that's probably people's favorite. Like when I order things for the shop.
Uh-huh.
Half of the time it's them letting me talk just to hear
me
talk.
Yeah,
and
I'm
from Columbus, Ohio. This southern drawl is just stuck.
Yeah.
I've been here since 2004.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was born in Colorado, but only because my daddy was in the Army.
Yeah.
And I was 9 months old. We moved back to Louisiana. So I was technically not born in the South, but don't hold it against me. I get upset. So we are redecorating. We are going to be phasing out some products, mm-hmm. Even in the current Canabama stores, and sort of streamlining everything so that when you come to any location, you get the same products, the same level of education, the same amount of service, the same single-serving samples, just the same everything, because we want to set that bar. People should be able to go in, not even really know what CBD is, and walk out with a basic understanding,
mm-hmm.
and a small bag full of very affordable samples and not spend an arm and a leg and have, you know, buyer's remorse or trauma or think, oh, this is garbage.
Right.
Because we know that our products are very, very effective. So that's sort of, you know, give us a couple weeks and we'll have it all ironed out. But we'll have that event in Hoover, March 27th, and we'll have the same event in the Westmobile store the next day on the 28th in March with Clean Remedies. And then in April, we will do it all again the last weekend of April, and we'll do Friday in Montgomery to introduce that store, and then Saturday in Daphne. And we will tie it all up with our Saturday night concert series in the Westmobile location after that opening is done. So
great.
It is. We're going to celebrate 420 all month.
Because it's 420 all month.
Because guess whose birthday is 4-3-2020? Me.
Oh, snap.
And I'll be 42 in 420. It's meant to be. It's like the day I was born, this was preordained.
Yes.
All the stars are coming together.
I'm telling you, I will be 42 and I need a surprise party.
Okay.
No,
did
I'm
everyone
kidding.
Hear that?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say I need a surprise party.
Well, you know,
party.
I'm always the one throwing surprise parties.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Look, carrot cake wouldn't hurt nobody, though.
You didn't look like you were kidding.
Shut up, Charlie. Who asked you?
Yeah, I know. Right. He gave me a microphone.
Oh, yeah. No, so it's my birthday.
Yes.
It is 420 all month, so we're going to have some other events, but we're going to have that. We're supposed to have a super, super big giveaway prize. Mm. Like, not CBD product, but stuff people will lose their minds over.
Ooh.
And I have to confirm, so I don't want to say what it is and look like a punk later, but I'm 98.9% sure that we will have a big, big, big ticket item.
Ooh.
Two tickets items to something very big to give away for free.
Okay.
So this will be like a raffle or something?
No, it will be,
Well, for people that come into the store.
When they come in, they automatically are entered?
In the month of April, we're going to give tickets.
Okay.
Every time you come into the store, you'll get a ticket when you make a purchase.
Okay.
If you do certain things, like if you tag us on Facebook or check in or leave a review, we'll give you an extra ticket. If you come to other events, we will give you, if you call into the radio show, we will give you extra tickets. And then we're going to have the giveaway at the end of April.
Okay.
And because this thing that the tickets are good for happens in May.
Okay.
And so, but you'll have to come to the concert event to get your prize if your ticket's called.
And if you're not there.
If you're not there, we move on.
Because
it's worth showing up for. I promise you that.
Okay.
It is worth showing up for. And so, and you won't be able to get this item any other way besides winning it.
Mm.
So we're really excited.
If that doesn't have you convinced enough to come out.
Well, and we have a great time. Goodness. Yeah. Last weekend when we did the concert, it was the best one we've had.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but the bands were fantastic. We had a huge showing of people. We had a comedian that was a lady. She was great. We had Huggy Bear the Poet. And I just like saying Huggy Bear the Poet.
Yeah.
And he was exactly that. Fantastic. I went to shake his hand and he's like, you know, they don't call me Huggy Bear for nothing. I was like, okay. but yeah, we had a great time and I'm looking forward to more and more and more, because every time we do it, we have an even better time. So, but we are going to definitely streamline products.
Yes, definitely.
We will still offer full spectrum, broad spectrum, and isolate. And if you don't know what we mean by that, definitely come and visit one of our locations and we will teach you. We'll still have all of the same wide array of products. We'll probably still have, 30 brands or so, but we're just going to scale back. We'll probably take on a couple that we don't have and exchange it for some that we do, because I know Whitney has great taste in products too, and she has some things that I haven't taken on yet. And so we're going to be going through all that. You'll see a lot of changes, but
good
changes. Won't change is that we're there 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're always available. We're available through social media. We're available through our phone numbers, our emails. We're available through the website. You can listen to the radio show either live or, you know, as a podcast. And find us on all the different radio streaming apps. We're available. You know, they're in the store day to day to day. And we're ready to serve all the time, whether or not we're in transition. And I could not be more excited about adding the reach that we're about to add. In Montgomery, I think there's two other stores in Montgomery.
Yeah, I've heard the market there's not how it is here.
No, well, I think because it's the state capital, it seems a little scary, but y'all know I ain't never been scared.
It's great.
Like I said, call up Kay now and tell her I'm in town.
20% off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that's a stressful job.
It is.
It
the
has
governor
to be.
Gets 20% off.
Yep, yes. Government employees, 20% off. That's and better than the military discount.
It is. I want to say, right.
Now we know why she ran for office.
Yeah. Discount.
All the punch cards.
Yep, uh-huh. I might even throw in a little swag.
Right.
She'll wear a t-shirt. And that's another thing. We're going to have new swag.
I'm excited.
Working on some new t-shirt designs. I'm working on a really funny t-shirt line.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of cool swag out there for CBD and hemp.
No.
There's a lot of stoner stuff and, you know, some of it's just dumb.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of good, intelligent, but really witty and funny and punny gear. And I have a whole line in mind.
Mitch.
And,
Mitch was doing good t-shirts
mm-hmm.
for us.
Well, we've been making some in-house. We did our Mardi Gras shirts in-house.
Mm-hmm.
My girl Haley just finished up some new logo shirts for us. And we're going to continue to add the new ones and have those available on the website soon, too. So we'll wait to announce those till we're ready to put them in all the stores.
I'm excited.
When we come back, we'll round out the show. And if anybody wants to call, it's 343-0106.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, owner of Canabama the CBD Store and Canabama Westmobile,
mm-hmm.
Canabama Birmingham, and Canabama Montgomery.
Oh my gosh. It's longer and longer.
That's a mouthful, isn't it? It's so exciting. And now, partnering with Whitney Sheldon, who is changing from Bombay & Company to
Canabama Daphne.
Yes. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Man, I'm so excited. I think everyone's excited that's kind of known about it.
Well, you know, I have a lot of customers that are over in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
And I tell them, look, I know you don't want to have to drive over here every time. So you should go see my friend Whitney. She's the only person I would trust my customers with. And now they'll be so excited that you're Canabama.
Yeah.
And then they'll get the delivery service and all the same stuff that they would get if they were on this side of the bay.
Right.
Because between the downtown store and the Westmobile store, you know, we're pretty much covering the whole city.
Which is amazing.
Yes. And
people don't realize, like, people who can't get out haven't got to experience CBD.
Right. People that are busy with their kids. People are busy with their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have one lady who has epilepsy, and we do deliver for her just because she can't drive. She's on anti-epileptic, you know, medications,
right.
And she does not have a valid driver's license because she could have a seizure, and so we bring it to her house. It's like 13 miles from the store.
That's amazing.
And, you know, why wouldn't we do that? We've had some ladies that, you know, they had a surgery or they had something happen where they couldn't get out of the house. We'll deliver to them.
The other day, someone ordered from our site, and it was, this tells you how me and Bubba are behind in time. It was our holiday bag, the holiday grab bag.
That's so funny.
And I was like, she lives right here in Daphne, but it would be so weird if I just drove it to her house. So I put it in the mail.
I'm like, well, but we'll have a solution for that.
Right.
So what else? I mean, it's a lot.
It is.
Oh, I would like to invite any of our listeners who have businesses
Yes.
Whether they be, you know, sort of ancillary businesses like yoga studios, gyms, physical therapy, occupational therapy, medical offices, anything like that, massage. If you would like to collaborate with us and get some advice on products, or if you would like to get to know us to decide whether or not to refer your customers to us, mm-hmm. we would be happy to offer any kind of printed materials, samples. Come and have classes in your business.
What is it? Aesthetics?
Yeah. Aesthetician.
They're getting into mm-hmm. like CBD facials and...
Well, and there's manicures, pedicures. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of things. And, you know, I'd love to have all of that in one place, but, you know, that's next week.
Our super center.
Yes.
The Buc-ee's of CBD yes. shops.
Yes. Yes. It'll be like a tourist stop.
Right.
On your way to the beach.
Just stop and get everything you need. Don't pack any bags.
Nope. And we do have some plans to extend our reach even further. But that will be after all this transition is over with. So we're looking for some more good stuff coming up before the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you have a food truck or a coffee truck
any kind of vendor
That you would like to participate in one of our events, either our outdoor concerts
right.
or any of these big special events that we're going to have with Clean Remedies, our grand openings, there are going to be several events. You know, get in touch with us. You can call me at 251-303-5193 since one of my competitors published my personal phone number and my email.
Why not just call
Thank you very much. On an email that they copied and pasted for their own convenience. Yay!
Yes.
So now everyone has my personal cell phone anyway. I'm going to have to get a third cell phone now to have privacy. But go ahead and call me. I don't mind.
Right.
And you can call us at the store, 251-255-5155. And you can call Daphne.
Oh, gosh.
What's your phone number?
251-404-0913.
You got to bone up on your own info.
I do. Gosh. Bubba is the man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, just call Bubba. It's like, you better call Tyrone.
Everybody else in Mobile calls me at 251-391-4083.
There you go.
That is public.
Yep.
I'm an accountant.
We have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Just call me at the house, girl.
Right. I will talk to you during dinner.
If my eyes are open, I'm doing business anyway.
But
we want to involve other local businesses and always, always, always looking for local charities
right.
to partner with. We want to raise money every month for different charities. We want to celebrate things. You know, this month is National Women's History Month. So we've decided to do a 10% off sale for the entire month for all women.
Hey.
So if you are a lady, you get an extra 10% off your order anytime you come into the store for the month of March. We are fully women owned.
Yes, we are.
Even now. And mostly women run. We have a couple of boys on the team.
Right.
My son, now Austin and Luis. But for the most part, we are women. And I'm very proud to say that. So we want to celebrate all the different women in our life. I posted a bunch of pictures today. I didn't know if you saw.
I did.
Yours was one. I could have made like a 30 picture post, but it only let me choose 10 on Instagram. But yes, we have lots to celebrate every month, but we want to try to raise money for local charities, not the big national ones. They get plenty of help and marketing.
Right.
The small ones like One Meal, like Angie's House,
mm-hmm.
like the Alabama Homeless Veterans Initiative, like the Cave Ministries Children's Outreach, the smaller ones. You know, Agape Life Gardens is one I'm hoping to convince my friend Ryan to let us partner with him. They do a camp every year for kids in Pritchard that never been camping before. They take them camping, like
That's
in tents.
Neat.
They provide the sleeping bags, the food. They provide everything, and they have a great time. And they go and they teach them the Bible. They just love on the kids and mentor them. And I know my husband went as a mentor or whatever, and my daughter went as a participant.
Yeah,
and she did not want to go. Like vehemently, but had the time of her life. So we want to encourage the local community to donate to local charities.
Right.
And so if you have anything like that that we can partner with you on that you would like us to promote, we have lots of media coverage. We'd love to have you on the show. And of course, raise money. It's really hard.
Yes,
it is. We schlep as hard as we can and sometimes don't make $100, but it's money. Mm-hmm. It's something. And we do what we can with what we have.
Right.
And at least they get exposure. You know, and maybe next time, you know. It's really strange.
Just learning about something. People don't like some of the nuns that you've named.
Right. Right.
There's plenty of people.
I didn't know half of them. Yeah. I didn't. And we've had one meal out twice. They were at our concert event and did the barbecue, and it was fantastic.
Yes. I heard no complaints about that.
Yeah. It is always good. Well, I just want to say to our customers that we appreciate you. To anybody listening who has not been into a Canabama, please come and check us out. We are doing the very best that we can to provide quality education, the best products we can find. We partner with smaller companies where we get to know the owner, the farmer, the person putting the seed in the ground before they send us that that product. We vet them very strenuously, and we get a lot of people on board. They're just enthusiastic about the way we do things. I hear all the time, no one does it the way you do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally always just going with my gut, doing what I believe I would want someone to do for me. Because when I first tried it, I had the wrong idea. And if the right person hadn't spoken to me in the right way, I would not be where I am. And Canabama wouldn't exist. Wow. And so we just want to perpetuate that. We want to come alongside other owners too around us and as a community work together. I think that the cannabis industry is unique in that we should work together.
Together.
What's good for us is good for everyone else. What's bad for us is bad for everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say welcome to the family, Whitney.
Yay, thank you.
And to Austin and Shannon and to all of our other potential new hires. We got a couple that we are talking to for those two stores. And to my staff, thank you for your patience and for holding it down while I'm all over the place.
They.
So come
keep
see
us. Grounded.
Yes, one more time.
And when are you open?
Canabama downtown in Temple Lodge is 7 days a week, 10 to 7 on Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8 Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. West Mobile is 10 to 7 on Monday through Saturday. Hoover, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7. And Montgomery will be Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7. And Daphne?
We are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday.
All right. And we'll see you guys next week right here on Sweet Home Canabama. Good night.